right. Okay, well, this was Saturday, May the 13th, and we've just seen being at the Ontario Soccer Center to watch Grasshoppe in a home game against Woodbridge Strikers. Hard to say, this was a game only 300 yards away from your home ground of Vaughan Grove. But I have head coach Peter Pinizzotta here we'll start by talking about this game. What about tonight's game? It was a tough one, 4-0 loss. Eventually they pulled away. But
I know, I mean, Grasshoppe was the better team for sure. You know, they have some very quick players. You know, their number 11 is a very good player. Overall, they were the better team, so they deserved the win for sure. We, if I could find out, choose that we have a very young team, you know,
yes.
And that's fine, but you know, you can see today there was a little bit of a gap between their team and ours.
Yeah, they have put together players from other teams. Yeah.
Doing a lot of recruiting, yeah. You know, where us yeah. is a little bit more, you know, building from our club,
in-house,
you know.
Yeah, well, so, I'll be asking that in a minute here. Yeah, great. Let's say it's a lineup for 2023. Is it set? Are there any more university players coming in?
No, there's maybe one or two more players to see if we can improve the team, you know. But so we'll see.
Now, I know tonight was like a setback, but you have were three games undefeated in the last.
We had four streak. Games, so we had two win and two ties.
Yeah.
That was four, and then.
Now that's actually a bit faster start than last year, where you came up and did finish within the top 12. I'll ask that at the very last question, but. How this year the start's been a bit faster. What would you say that's for? Better than last year?
I think there's a good mix of young players and some experienced players. Like we brought in like Navid, and there's Uday, and there's Greg from Simcoe. So we brought in three or four, and then you know we do have Raleigh and Ronaldo as the more. They're still young, 21 and 22. I think that's where the difference is. There's a few young players who mix with the older guys, and you know, it brings the intensity up. But we didn't show the last couple games, that's for sure. Against yeah. Masters, we lost a couple points tonight. We just yeah. didn't look very good. So, you know, it could be sometimes inexperienced young players, you know, like our center back, Luka Vasic, is only 17 years old. So it's a very young team, you know.
Yeah. Well, Weishard was, he came back from Rovers from last year, but he was originally from Woodbridge, I believe.
Yeah.
And see, now he's back. And how are those players are helping the young guys?
Well, of course, you always want the older groups, yeah, although they're still young themselves, right? So when you talk a little bit more experienced, guys are like 25, 26. Those are like, you know, they have Grasshoppe, they got somebody like Josh, you know, that's experience that you could, you know, you could see it, you know. So, guys that have a little bit of experience helps the young guys, like, you know. But we're still trying to work as a team because from last year, there's only one guy left, and he was not even playing. He's still hurt. So the whole team is brand new, you know. Like, we don't have anybody almost from last year.
Okay.
The only player left that we is Nazi Muccelli, but he's hurt. He's been hurt for the last couple months. So, you know, so it's a brand new team.
Yeah. Okay, and then you always have this fountain of young players. How many players, male and female, are in your Woodbridge organization? Like, you've hit 1,000 or 600 or something like that?
The rep program, which
any,
is, we have about close to 1,000.
Wow, okay. I think it's 1976 you guys got started. there's probably like surrounded by farmers' fields or something like that field in Burlington now. But eventually they'll grow city-wise. And one of the more famous players who's moved on, Isaiah Johnson, played for York United 2020 to 2022. I've written a lot about him over the years, and now he's with Huntsville of Huntsville City, which is the Nashville MLS Next Pro team, which I think I'm going to be seeing them in August or so with the stuff I do with TFC2. And now, most important question would be, when we talk about the legacy of Woodbridge, is this the Premier Division is going to split into a top 12 and 10 get left behind, or 11, because Pickering dropped out, So how important is it going to be to survive that split? These guys were one position behind you in this weighted system. I've looked at the league. It's every game becomes more important than last year.
Well, you know, they went out and recruit players from different clubs, so of course they got a lot of experience, and even though they were almost equal points, it helps to have experience on their team. Compare us, we just went after young players. So, you know, for our club, it's very important that we stay really in the Division One. And there's like, four or five teams are fighting for the same, so it's going to be very close, and we got to try to win the games that we need to win, Unfortunately, today was one of those games that, we played a better team. They had a very good game.
Now, I remember, just to finish this, what I was told is that a community team like yours has an advantage in that the teams that don't make this top 12, they're just going to have their players are like mercenaries. The team we just saw today, if for some reason they didn't make it, their guys are all going to scatter because they want to be in the headlines. Look at me, recruit me, larger team. Whereas Woodbridge, as a community team, is the loyalty of the players that they're going to stay behind, I'd say.
But you're going to find that all the better players want to play in Division One. That's why it's important to get and stay in Division One.
All right.
Otherwise, if you're in a Division Two, you just basically get sometimes average players or younger players. You get guys that are 19, 20 to play in a Division Two. So we are trying to make sure that we do stay in first, and we just need to win our share of games.
Yeah, thanks. This is my longest interview. I just want to just finish. I'll just say this is Peter Pinizzata, who I've known decades, and you're still enjoying what you're doing,
love
right?
Love it.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.